It is time for us to take a bit of a look at the absolute junk food news that we fill up on when we don't mean to, meaning we miss out on the nutrition of the actual news that we should have been paying attention to. It's a segment we used to call I Can't Believe It's Not News. We renamed it last week to hashtag not news. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, vaguely, yeah.
And it's all handled by only one person, Shane Anderson. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Hashtag not news.
Hashtag not news. I feel like I am just 20 years too old to be saying that, but let's crack into it anyway. Tell us some of the rubbish.
Oh, look, this week there was a lot going on. This is not a balanced diet this week. There was a lot of trash. And look, if you're standing up, do yourself a favor, sit down, grab onto the armrest. I've got some bad news for you.
Hit me.
Domino's are getting rid of the margarita pizza.
I'm in a state of shock.
Yeah, everyone is. We should have some sort of sound effect next week. Hashtag not news needs sound effects of the devastation of the nation on learning that there's not going to be margarita pizzas anymore at one specific pizza chain. So if you're a fan of pizza that tastes like the box it comes in, it's going to be a tough morning for you learning this.
Now, just to check, margarita's just the one that's just cheese and
just
tomato.
Cheese, yeah. Mostly just cheese. Yeah, but like not even the good cheese.
No, it's Domino's cheese.
Domino's cheese, yeah. You can tell this is a sponsored post.
Well, I'm devastated because didn't Domino's have a robot that could deliver pizza as well?
I wasn't aware of that, yeah, but maybe sure. It would deliver slightly more flavoursome pizza now that the margarita is not on the menu.
The dream of the future is alive and well.
In fact, this whole news story might just be a PR exercise for Domino's new line of pizzas.
What?
Shock horror. So no margarita, but you're going to get some new flavours coming your way. This news brought to you by
Domino's.
Pizza Hut. I don't know. They're all the same to me. Look, there's a special place in fake news hell reserved for PR. And there's a little sublet of that, especially reserved for news about pizza. It's rubbish. Every single time it's rubbish. And we lap it up.
We do indeed, sadly. Hence why I know that they had a pizza delivery robot, something no one should know.
That will be actual news next week, maybe. I don't know. How does
no,
it work?
Drew,
is it like
it was ages ago. I don't think it's ever existed. I think they just kind of promoted this idea that they had a robot that could deliver pizza.
Oh, right. So it's not like a drone or it's not like a robot on wheels that just
it is a
wheels
robot on
up
wheels.
Your drive.
I guess I don't know. I never really paid that much attention to it. I just remember there was a lot of news about it and it annoyed me.
To SCR, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, only 12 months after it happened. What's next?
So second, what is also not news this week is the reproductive systems of women in politics. Or really women anywhere. Not limited to politics. Any woman. None of your business. Assuming we've entered the dark timeline and we're now in the Handmaid's Tale.
We are.
Handmaid's Tale.
We are.
My mistake. Look, in New Zealand, there was some actual news that the leader of the Labour Party resigned and was replaced by the deputy, whose name is Jacinda Ardern. Now, what is also actually news about this is that she's the first Maori person of any gender to take this position. Important stuff. What doesn't matter is that she's not either going to or not going to have children. It's none of anyone's business, but that didn't stop the media asking her twice in 24 hours what her plans were for having children.
New Zealand, you're meant to be the good version of us. Why are you doing this?
They're supposed to be the happy version of Australia.
Yeah.
Where things go right, yet they've still got the same problems that we do, namely rampant sexism. Yay. There's no happy place.
Yeah, that is not news.
So she was asked twice, once on TV, once on radio. And the second time, things got a little bit heated because she avoided the question because she doesn't have to answer it. It's technically workplace discrimination to even ask it. But the host really pushed it. And it turned into this whole, I'm going to say kerfuffle because it's quite early in the morning and words are failing me. Of this woman who is now one of the leading politicians in the country justifying the use of her body, basically. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And the fact we had to go through it with poor Prime Minister Gillard and it's still happening is absurdist.
Yeah, exactly. And this is only maybe equal to the third piece of not news this week, which is really, really scraping the bottom of the pile. I went into the muck and I found this piece of news from Norway. which is an anti-immigration Facebook group. And they went viral after somebody posted a photo of women on a bus wearing burqas. Now, the perceived problem with this photo was that there was quite a lot of women on this bus wearing burqas. Cue the, oh no, this country's gone to the dogs talk, yes, the usual, lots of angry comments. But there's a twist in this tale, because it wasn't actually a photo of women in burqas. It's clearly a photo of a bus with the bus seats that maybe look like burqas if you've been squinting at a screen for 14 hours under a haze of race hate. It's pictures of a bus seat and people were flipping out because it looked a little bit like women in burqas, and this whole thing just goes topsy-turvy.
But they were just bus seats.
They were like, they looked like the bus seats you get on the nice accordion buses you get in Sydney. It's, what a twist in the tale.
It's nice to know that racist Facebook groups around the world are equally stupid, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like
that, that is actually good news.
It's a condition of entry, isn't it? It's not just Australians.
So while we were getting angry at bus seats and worried about the reproductive capabilities of a political leader and...
panicking about cheese.
Panicking about the loss of the margarita, the pizza we don't even know what's on it. What were we not paying attention to?
Look, this week, it did make a few headlines, but I do want to pay a little bit of attention to the prevalence of sexual assault survey on university campuses.
Absolutely.
So the survey was done last year for the year 2016, and the results have just been released yesterday. And so 31,000 students took part in this survey, and they found that of that number, 2,100 were sexually assaulted in the past 2 years. And more than half of that number was sexually harassed. Now, this seems like a really high statistic. So if you think about it, the way the Human Rights Commission explained it is if you think of a lecture theatre with 100 people in it, two people in that theatre have been sexually assaulted and more than half of them have been sexually harassed. So if this seems like it's a little bit exaggerated, it's not. I'm part of that statistic. I was once harassed on my way home from uni. So it wasn't actually on campus, but they found that the risk of harassment or assault grows exponentially the longer you spend at uni. So if you stay at university, if you go to the uni parties, even if you're just on the campus, your risk of harassment grows. And it's a really, I think, symptomatic problem. I don't think this is just universities. I think this is society in general. I think we need to step back and see that this is disgusting, but it's normal that this happens. It happens to so many people, wherever you are, whoever you are. It's like a common thing and it needs to stop.
It absolutely needs to stop. And I think the fact that there were so many people saying, that stat can't be right, tells us what a huge problem we have about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you talk to any woman, they will have a story.
Yeah, they will not be shocked by that news at all.
No.
Shan Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.